This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man, we're back. Episode 65. And let's start with... Let's just start with the trash Lakers. I mean,
I was wondering why you're laughing. Yeah, because it's the joke.
Yeah, I can't believe we've been through it's almost been a whole season we've been talking about them. And what's changed?
Nothing. Did we expect anything to change? That was the question. Did we
expect anything? It's so funny because I remember when I thought we did, but we're like, dude, this road trip, dude, maybe we'll be back above 500. Remember at the beginning of the year, we saw the bad teams, but then we lost against the Thunder and.
Yep.
And then AD's obviously been out.
My question is right now, we got to be setting a record. We have to be setting a record for amount of games that we were up by double digits that we're going to lose. It's going to be a new record this year. The other night, we're up by what, 23,
24? Yeah. Every game going down the stretch is must win, but a game like that, and then you say, is that the worst loss of the season? But then we look back at some of the other ones, we're like, who knows what the worst loss of the season is at this point.
I can't pick one. I just know. I mean, we got live updates right now. We're down by what? Almost 25, 28 at half right now against Luka. And I got no LeBron, no AD. Like, we get it. But like at this point,
I mean,
LeBron's chasing numbers right now.
He's chasing stats, but he just screwed his up his ankle. He might not play until Friday. AD might not come back until this weekend. At this point, do you just, you just call it a wrap and just say AD and LeBron, like, let's just call it a wrap? Or they think in their head, like, oh, we'll make the play-in and go on a run. What do you think?
I think they're going for the play-in game. I think they're going for the play-in game. I mean, these guys are competitors. I think they want to play. Yeah. But I think the problem is that LeBron's also trying to just pad his stats right now. He's chasing that magic number of all-time score. So I think he's just trying to score as many points as he can right now. But honestly, anything's possible. Do you want to make the play-in game right now?
Should we be like, yeah, make it's been that bad of a season, just embarrass themselves too in the play-in game too and lose a 20-point lead and just be like, that's right?
Exactly. I mean, Lakers are losing right now. They're going to lose this game. I mean, I don't see them coming back in this game right now, which will then put them, I believe it'll knock them out of the play-in game. But I don't think we have the tiebreaker.
Against Spurs, we don't?
Jeez. I don't think we have the tiebreaker against the Spurs. I could be wrong, but... Dude, we've been floating in that number 9-10 spot this entire time, and it's like nothing's changed.
And we're always like, no worries, they'll come back, and we'll definitely make it. But now it's like, dude, it's tied. And look at the schedule down the stretch in case those guys don't come back. Dude, so Jazz, we're gonna lose the Jazz game. That's another loss. Pelicans on Friday. Who knows if LeBron and AD play? Maybe we'll win.
And then we got Denver and Phoenix and Golden State, dude. Are you kidding me? Like, really? Like, who made this?
And the Thunder wins Ivan a lock. We've already lost the Thunder twice this year, so.
One of them while we're up by 25. Yeah.
So the only thing it's going to come down to, I think we're going to lose at least five of the last seven. The only thing comes down to it, are Spurs going to lose? Probably, because they suck too, even though they won four in a row. But
my question is, if you lose a few in a row, do you just like sit down AD? You bring AD back for these next couple games? If we lose both these games and it's just the writing's on the wall, do you just sit AD for the rest of the year? Don't even risk injuring him again?
Going back to you were saying, okay, LeBron wants to play. I was thinking the other way around, like AD, maybe it's like, I feel like he's been trying to get back and would want to play at least. And then LeBron's like, is it even worth it? Because if he wants to play with his son and stuff, like what are these minutes? Why does he even need these minutes, right?
Exactly. He needs the points. That's the thing.
That's what he wants, because it all comes down to his legacy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're just it's a joke. I just can't believe it. Is Kendrick Nunn ever going to come back? It doesn't matter at this point.
Is he still on the team? Like,
yeah.
Who?
Remember when Ariza was our savior, dude?
Yeah. Actually, I'll tell you this. Do you remember like in the first like five games of the season, Melo was like our best player? He was like hot, just knocking everything down, scoring 15 to 20 points a game.
Yeah, then he got hurt, of course, because he's old and he's not. Yeah.
Well, the whole team's old. We knew this.
Well, I know. Yeah, Melo had fresh legs at the beginning, of course. He can't play a whole season, man. Yeah. And they were relying on, dude, he's like, dude, I wanted to come play like 20 minutes a game and like maybe score 15 points. See, at one point, he's probably like, dude, they want me to be the leading scorer?
I'm the guy again. Yeah, and then reality set in. We all woke up from that dream. Oh, man.
Oh, God. It's just Lakers. I don't know, man.
End it, dude. Here's the bright side. The Lakers, literally, their season could be over. Their season could be completely over by, like, the second series of baseball. So, okay. Baseball season.
And we won't have to talk about the Lakers anymore. So let's let's go into Dodgers. Little quick hits on them.
We got Dodgers. We got Kings.
Yeah, Matt Beatty. We'll miss you. I mean, he was pretty good. I mean, we're not doing no thing for him for like we did for Kenley and all that. But we'll miss him. He's going to the Padres. We'll probably start hating him once he starts doing well against
us. That's true. I actually don't see him playing a big role on that team. I think he was more of a guy that we trusted coming up off the bench and a spot guy that we had. I don't think he's gonna fit in and be an everyday player. Definitely not an everyday player.
Right, not everyday player. Yeah.
No, I think they got enough guys on San Diego.
He had some clutch moments with us.
Big time.
So
absolutely.
You can't keep them all. We said that once we got Freeman, we had to get rid of someone.
And if he does come up clutch, let's just hope it's not against us.
Yeah, I know. Jesus.
Come up clutch against San Francisco. How about that?
There you go. And then another, I mean, this Bellinger, I know we've been on this pod and sometimes we hate him, love him. He's struggling in the spring trade. Is that something to talk about? Do we even care at this point? It's spring training.
And she said, we don't hate him.
I know. We don't hate him.
He just frustrates the hell out of us. He frustrates us. We question what's his worth going to be when he has to get paid. And that's what we worry about. Are the Dodgers going to overpay for him eventually?
And as we say, he did come through in the playoffs last season. He was the only one who's hitting. So, but I mean, are you worried about it? Or do you think he's going to, like, maybe the season starts, he could get on a roll? I don't know.
I'm not worried about it because I think for two reasons. One, I've stopped worrying about him because I've come to just accept the fact that he is going to be, you know, feast or famine at the plate. He's going to be streaky. He's going to be hot or cold. Yep. So I'm not worried about what happens in preseason. And
especially because he's working on things too. So it's like
I'm not worried about what happens in spring training, but this also not worried because you know what? This could be the Bellinger. This could be Bellinger that we have come to know. This could be him. Mm-hmm. This is, and especially him because he has to get paid after this, right?
It's contract year.
This is contract year, dude.
Okay, so he should usually contract year. We saw with Beltre when he was last year with the Dodgers. That guy was on fire. So maybe Bellinger will do a nice contract year. Yeah. So I don't think
same
I'm
thing
not worried.
Mookie. We saw Mookie. Yeah, he Mookie, had the same
yep.
thing.
Yep. And then how about Rios and Lamb? I guess they're both probably should make. Oh, no. Rios is definitely going to be on the roster, but Lamb, he's on fire. Like he's trying to make the roster spot. I mean, he's on fire.
Again, guys that are.
Yeah.
It's too early to call on Lamb, you know?
He was amazing in Arizona that one year. So, I mean, maybe.
He was phenomenal. But the problem is, though, again, here's another guy. I think he's a situational player. It depends on the system. We talk about it with quarterbacks in NFL. I don't know if he's going to have this immediate fit on the roster right away. Yeah. But I think if we can get quality playing time out of him and he comes up clutch here and there, I won't complain.
He does
whatsoever.
Have the power, so it's perfect.
Exactly.
And then, I'm liking our bench though with Rio. Do we got power out the bench? Rios, Lux, dude. Mm-hmm. And then what's his name? The guy we signed up, Alberto.
Alberto.
Okay. I like it. Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I still do think we need to figure out a little bit what's going on in the outfield.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to see Taylor being an everyday guy. We have to figure a little bit out. But, any one of those guys that we have right now coming off the bench, I'm totally fine with. I'm digging it.
Yep.
I think we're going to have to figure out the DH situation. I think it's going to have to be a rotation. It's going to have to
be a rotation, but mostly Pollock and Turner will be the DH, right?
Yep. My biggest concern right now is pitching, dude. That's my biggest concern.
Yeah, that's the thing. They asked Rob – we don't really know that. So it's going to be, so props to Bueller on opening day starter. Nice. I mean, it's not that surprising, but it is kind of weird though. Cause it's always Kershaw, right? But passing the torch, like Kershaw said, is passing the torch to Bueller. Like he's the new guy. You know what I mean? Well, he's been the guy.
It sucks for Kershaw as much as we love Kershaw. I don't even know if he's our number two guy at this point anymore. I think it's got to be Urias, right?
Urias, and then Kershaw, and then Gonsolin, or
yeah.
And then they're saying, what are they saying? Haney and then Tyler Anderson to.
I think it's going to be Anderson just from his veteran experience. He's pitched in some big games. Yeah. I think he's kind of the guy that but you know what? We might have to do a committee of that fifth starter too between those two guys, which
I because if those guys struggle, which they both could, Haney and Anderson, then we got Price, and then who knows with the Bauer situation? I don't know, dude.
I can't count on Bauer right now. You know what? You know, okay. I'm a Bauer guy. You know, I've always loved Bauer. Yeah. I don't see him ever putting on a Dodger jersey again.
Yeah,
I
could be at wrong. This point,
I just yeah. that's how I.
It just seems right like none of the Dodgers guys have really ever supported him since the allegations came out. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't think they want him back, and I think it's just kind of
exactly. It sucks. He was already guilty by the time any you know the yeah. did happen. They labeled him guilty already. Is what sucks. Yeah, what I'm surprised is I'm actually calling one of the positions that I love right now. I'm calling a breakout year for him, and I shouldn't say a breakout year. Was I just think he's been great for us. I just think we're going to see the like full potential this year, and I'm excited to see it. I think Will Smith is going to catch on fire as the catcher, dude. I'm super excited about him.
And he just had his birthday a couple days ago. Shout out Will Smith, not the Oscars Will Smith.
Yeah, minus the slap. We're no slapping Will Smith.
Okay.
But I think Will Smith's gonna have an amazing year. I think he's gonna be the glue of this team. I think when it comes off clutch hitting, I just love the way he plays right now. He's gonna be on fire, I think.
I agree.
But like I said, pitching, dude, we got to figure out some pitching, man. We need to figure out some bullpen. We need to figure out some starter situation.
But we do have the best lineup in baseball, so sometimes it's not going to be a lot of pressure on the pitching, I don't think. If we put up the runs, but like you said, we might. Who knows?
Here's the thing that worries me. One something that always worries me, and I've always said this too. I've always talked about this and wanted to do like fantasy, especially fantasy baseball too, which we'll talk about that also too. We'll join that fantasy league. Something that always worries me: once guys get paid, we saw it with Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts got paid, and we all talked about it. Mookie had a very, very off year.
He didn't have a Boston type year where we. I know. I agree. And then when the post, which we love Mookie and he's going to probably dominate this year, but and then the playoffs, it's like, I do agree with you on that. When guys get paid, sometimes, hey, how about Andrew Jones?
There you go. Dodgers.
Remember he's smiling as he struck out? I don't think any of those got Freeman or Mookie.
No one's going to do that, but that's the thing. The thing is Freeman just got paid, and that's what worries me. I'm hoping we still see the Freddie from that we've seen the past 3 or 4 years on the Braves. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. I hope so. I'm sure we are.
Guys get paid, it makes me nervous. I don't want to say Freeman's that kind of guy, but let's see what happens here.
Yeah, and then another cool thing before we wrap up Dodgers, but we'll get into we'll do like a preview of Dodgers before next week's game, right?
But definitely.
Andrew Tolles, I like that they renewed his contract, so he could have health insurance and all that. You saw that they. Dodgers doing good things. I mean, he probably will never play for the Dodgers again, but like that guy was not doing well.
He's a fan favorite, dude. Everybody loved
him. No, I loved him. He was going to be the next thing. And then he hit a rough patch in life, but at least Dodgers still supporting him and all that. So that was cool, the Dodgers.
Don't forget Roberts, renewed contract.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. 3 years, right?
For better or for worse, I guess the debate can still be had about that amongst a lot of Dodger fans.
Oh, wow. When we always say, wait, who's making the calls here?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know a lot of Dodger fans that love Roberts. I know a lot of Dodger fans that hate Roberts. So, I mean, take it.
We're just talking the Euro stand with Dave Roberts. I feel like
we could be on opposite ends of the spectrum.
I totally forgot that you got renewed a few days because we haven't done a pod since Thursday, but I was going with the most latest is, but Roberts, 3 years. I like it.
I like it, but for me, you know what? What else are you gonna do? You can't get rid of the guy. The guy's made the postseason or the World Series. How many times in his career with the Dodgers? But I mean, at the same time, how many times have we seen Roberts made some very questionable calls?
And at this point, if we didn't have a ring, bro, no, there's no extension. Hell no. He might have been gone by now, to be honest, huh? Which is not because of his fault, because a lot of our guys did not step up when they needed to. And that's not his fault.
True.
But they did in that ring year. So I think that gave him another 3 years. That gave him another 3 years.
So we see Robert go and make the wrong pitching decision in the postseason.
I know.
We can count a lot of times.
The Kershaw one to when he put him in against the Nationals. The Nationals one was very bad.
Against the Astros game 7.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that's the thing. We could go on and on and on, but whatever.
Let's okay. So on this next
year, ring, and this doesn't matter.
Here's the thing. This we'll end on that. If he doesn't win a ring in these next 3 years, is he gonna? Is there's any more extension after that?
Dude,
with all this pressure,
I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm gonna say this: if he does not get us a ring in the next 2 years of this contract, I think the Dodgers might part ways then.
After spending all this money, and it always goes down to the manager. You can't just say all this because the player. It does go down the manager. Yeah,
hey, the captain goes down with the ship. Mm-hmm. You know, captain is the first one on, last one off. So he could.
If he doesn't win one, this is from Paul, and I probably agree with you. If he doesn't win one these next 2 years, he's definitely on the hot seat for that. You don't think he makes it to the third year?
I think I don't know, man. Because how many years has he been with us now?
Shit, man. That's, I've
lost track. I mean, how many years has he been here? Dave Roberts, let's see. He became manager in – is that bad that we lost track? So he became manager 2016.
Okay. 2016. And how many years have we made it far? Most of the time we did. We got made 2 World Series
every single one, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think honestly –
and you can't win every year.
Exactly. I agree, but I think we're right. If he does not win a ring in the next 2 years, I think he's on the hot seat and he might get chopped for that third year.
Let's hope we don't have to worry about that. Let's just win. Let's win the next 2.
Right? I'm not down. But
and do we count that one against them? The Astros one. Astros were that should have been ours. I mean, we can't against maybe some of the pitching moves, but I don't know, dude. That's
then do you count the Red Sox one? Because apparently the Red Sox were cheating too.
Oh shit! We made 3 World Series in 2. Okay, exactly. Yeah, we made 3. No, I'm glad he's got the extension. I just some of the only thing that we criticize him about is the pitching changes. But we also don't know if that's him or the upper, right?
True. And I think we can make an assumption that it's not him, but will we ever know for real? I don't know.
We'll never know because I think they did ask him and he says I make all the calls.
Yeah, he's not gonna throw he's keeping close to the vest. Yeah. So he knows where his paycheck. He's always writing his paycheck.
No, I love it. Shout out to Roberts, that's awesome. And I mean it's not surprising. Where do we get on? Let's dive into this NFL. I think you said some hot takes. I obviously I'm not gonna not like it. Both teams should be able to touch the ball, but then we also kind of talked about it after the playoffs. Like, but also defense make a stop, dude. I mean, right?
Yes.
Make a stop.
This is why I want to know. My first question is: is this news? Is this a big deal? Are we putting too much hype on this?
NFL always wins, right? So we gotta bring it up. But I'll give you that. But,
because you know what? They've had that NFL overtime rule now for how many years?
I think it's been a long ass time.
Right? I'm gonna say maybe a decade.
Okay.
If not longer.
And then now, why is it picking up? Because they're saying the quarterbacks are too good and they both should be able to touch it.
But here's the thing: how many teams have benefited or not benefited from that rule? Yet here we are, everybody is jumping on board just because everybody's complaining about one game, technically. Hey,
the Buffalo one, I know.
The Buffalo KC game. And hey, I'm all about rule changes. No rule lasts forever. I'm all about, I'm fine with some of the rules changing to baseball as long as they make sense. I'm fine with some of the NFL rules changing as long as they make sense. Get the call right on the field. I'm fine with all that. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, are we just going to bitch and moan just to change this rule for one game?
Because we all felt bad for Josh Allen or something.
Exactly. Like, hey, you know what, dude? Yes, we could have watched that game go on for another hour.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody, nobody's denying that. But you know what, dude? The defense should have made a stop. The rule was fair to me. We got to make a stop. The rule for viewing and for viewers.
Hey, how about the Chiefs Bengals? Chiefs got the ball first. What the Bengals exactly. do? Make a stop.
Exactly. Make a stop. make a stop. This is there's two sides of this game. There's offense and there's defense. They both have to perform if you want to win the game.
Yep. So like, I mean, obviously, I like it. It's going to be cool to see both sides take it. But
honestly, I've been saying this for years. It's never going to happen because they just won't go backwards and try to
college rules something.
Bring the college rule into play, dude. To me, I think college will. college, I think, has the better overtime rule than the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Trade possessions from the 25-yard line. You got to go for two.
Has anyone ever complained when that college team lost? They're like, they don't – they just blame that they – you know who they blame? Their defense for not making
exactly. Who complained when the Texas A&M played LSU in that 7 overtime game a couple years ago? Exactly.
So, yeah.
Everybody get – and you trade off possessions? I don't know. I love that overtime.
I don't get that either. But at least they'll both touch the ball. But, yeah, we'll just call it the Josh Allen rule. From now on,
that's a good call. I like the Josh Allen rule. And my favorite is how it's written specifically very in the rule very early. If the team that kicks off scores a safety, the game's over.
Are you serious?
Yeah, did you see that? So if you're tied and you lose the coin toss for overtime and you kick off or whatever, if you choose to kick,
which you would
never do, but now I guess it doesn't matter, right? If you kick off and you score a safety in that first drive, game's over, you win.
I like it. All the safeties, let's go.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's impossible to happen, right?
You never know if you pin him on the 1 yard line or something, or
the guy fumbles it as he was returning it. And
so here's my question, because I haven't read the full rule entirely yet. And I don't know
me if either. I just know both teams get a chance to touch it, right?
You have the first possession. And I get a pick six, is the game over? Do you still get the ball back to try to score again? Like, you shouldn't, right? A pick six should end the game instantly.
Yeah.
Not only did I get a stop, but I scored.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think it comes into play. If you win the coin toss, do you want to defer? Or do you want to receive? Knowing you're going to get a chance no matter what. I think you would still want to receive, right? Because you want the touchdown, hold them, have to score a touchdown, right? I mean, that's the logic behind it. You still want to receive.
Yeah. Or you make a stop and then you got all the.
Then you just get a field goal and the game's over.
It depends how bad your D is.
Depends
on the coach. He's like, dude, I don't believe my D right now. But
so that coin toss could come into strategy too. So it'll be interesting. I'm
like, it's not news. I guess the news is that it's only for postseason two. Which
true?
How come I wouldn't be for regular? Whatever. I mean,
because in regular season you can still have a tie.
Oh, that's true.
Don't forget. Okay.
There you go. That's exactly why. So we'll see. Damn, NFL
always
wins.
Which again is stupid. Like, why? Like, just go to the college overtime. You're never gonna have a tie.
I know.
Like, who was the quarterback that forgot? Who was the quarterback that didn't realize they could tie? Remember a couple of years ago? Who was that?
Was it Jameis Winston? Was it McNabb or Bettis that one time?
Oh, it might have
been so long ago.
No, it was a quarterback. It was a quarterback that said they didn't realize that
maybe it was McNabb.
Was it Cam Newton?
Was that recently?
I want to say it was Cam Newton.
I thought there was a McNabb one. Or
it might have been. No, Jerome Bettis was the one with the couldn't clearly say heads or tails correctly. You remember that though, right? There was a quarterback who was playing in overtime and then the press conference said, oh, I didn't realize we could end on a tie. He was playing it safe.
It'll come back to us. And then the one thing that we didn't talk about is because we haven't done the pod since is Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins. Holy shit, bro.
Making moves.
I mean, this offseason is best offseason ever.
Well, I think hands down, absolutely yes. But I think what's so crazy interesting is you look at arguably who have been the two best quarterbacks or two of the top maybe three or four quarterbacks in the league the past 3 years. And it's Rodgers and Mahomes. And what's that say that their wide receivers, their star wide receivers are like, deuces, I'm out.
Well, here's the thing. Those star wide receivers, yes, I think they're going to be good without those guys. But those guys just made them a shit ton of money. And they're like, okay, we've been amazing. And now I'm going to go take the money. It's time for to get the bag. I don't care if I – what do I have? Tyreek's like, okay, I have one ring with Mahomes. And Devontae, did he ever win one with Rodgers? I don't think he was on that team, was he? I don't think he was.
No.
So
I don't think so either.
At this point, it's like, okay, I keep putting up these stats. It's time to make the bag, right?
And you know what? I don't blame them either because what? Like Gerald would say, where would you rather play? The freaking frozen tundra or Vegas? Would you rather play in Kansas City or Miami?
And that's what it comes down to. The money and they're playing in warm weather, right? I mean,
yep.
And they're both Devontae's not from Vegas, but either way, I forgot that he played with Carr. So it all makes sense. But like you said, it also doesn't make sense because it's like, dude, Mahomes, Rodgers, right?
Exactly. For them to, for their star wide receivers. Money talks, you're right, dude. Here you go. 2008 Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb famously know that an NFL game could end tied.
Legend. Oh.
McNabb.
Oh, man, what's that guy up to?
All right. What else we got on the docket?
Oh, dude, I mean, let's get into the madness, dude. I mean, our brackets, I think the only Final Four I've left is Kansas, but it's not about our brackets. Yeah. So it's the four, what do they call it? The four blue bloods after all that.
I wish, I'm really bummed I did not say this on the pod, so I'm not going to take credit for it, but at least you and our boy Gerald know that I did call this way before it happened. Dude, the script was written. Duke versus North Carolina. Duke's going to win this whole entire thing. I'm kicking myself when I texted you. I texted the group. I texted and I said, Duke is currently right now at 1,000-1. Let's just throw 100 bucks on it.
And we're also not saying that they deserve to be in this position, but we just know sometimes in sports this shit works out. And
exactly, the script was written. We should have saw this. The writing was on the wall. The script was written.
I know
it was. We were gonna get a North Carolina versus Duke rematch. What's the spread in that game right now? Do you know off the top of your head?
Oh no, but we know that Duke is not losing that game, dude.
That's the thing. You take Duke by a million, right?
You would think. Because you can't lose someone's last home game, and you cannot lose them to be your last game ever.
All right, so right? It's Duke minus four currently right now.
But are we going to pull the route like you said when they were at home, like, oh, no way they're going to lose their last home game to UNC, and then UNC wins? Because everyone's thinking what we're thinking right now, right? No way Duke loses.
I think so, and that's why, dude.
So you take UNC?
Why, Vegas? You know Vegas is going to do something fishy, dude. This has the making of a backdoor cover of North Carolina if I've ever seen one on earth.
Because so maybe, all the money
maybe you do that. Just hammer Duke money line and just take North Carolina getting the 4 points. They're down by five and they throw up a 3-pointer at the last minute that doesn't even matter to the game.
Yeah, so they could. I know. Oh my gosh. Oh, I mean, good for Duke. Like I said, we should have seen this coming. But then I was listening to experts and stuff, and they were saying they don't have the D to do it. But, dude, they got – after Washington, dude, they got the players. I mean, obviously, it's Duke.
Yeah.
These guys
are hot right now. They're hot right now. I think they're playing on pure adrenaline for Coach K, I think, at this point, to be honest. Yeah. And I mean, I don't think either one of us are Duke or North Carolina guys.
Well, here do we stand this here. I do agree that most sports guys are like, do you either – I feel like we're kind of in between on Duke. Like you either got to love him or hate him. I do kind of agree with that thing. At this point, I don't care enough. But like, what side do you lean on with Duke? I know our boy Antap loves Duke, but I think I'm at this point I'm rooting against them.
I would say this. If you had to make me choose between Duke or North Carolina, I'm gonna take Duke.
Okay.
But to be honest, really, I really don't care for either team. To be honest, I don't love them. I don't hate them. I don't really care. I actually. I've had a lot of respect for Coach K.
No, you're right. Of course.
As far as we know, he's done it the right way. He hasn't been a John Calipari, like all the crap that he's been involved in. True, so as far as we know, he's done it the right way. He's had a lot of players come to that program that I've actually liked. Everybody still hates on Leitner. I got no problem with Leitner. I love Leitner.
And everyone hated on Redick until everyone liked him in the NBA. But
Grant Hill.
Yeah.
Like there was a lot of guys that came to that program that I really liked. But I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm not really hard against him. Like, I guess I
coach Team USA, dude. Team USA. How many?
No, I know. You're right. I guess I don't really care if they played Kansas or Nova in the final. Do you even? Are you gonna be? You don't really care who wins at this point, do you? With all these four teams, I don't really care.
I'll tell you this: I really don't care who wins. If I were to be pulling for somebody of these four, I would probably be pulling for Villanova. I'm rooting for Nova. It's only because I tend to root for like the small little private or Catholic. I know because
Kansas, Duke, and UNC, they're always gonna. Well, Nova has been there lately too.
Yeah, Nova's won two in the last 5-6 years. Yeah. I think Kansas actually might be sneaky good. To be honest, I'm actually calling that the winner of that Kansas Villanova game wins it all. That'd be my prediction.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's either that or Duke.
Kansas, dude, they were the. We should also
Nobody talks about them a lot.
I know.
Nobody talks about them a lot, and they just
kind of took them to the final. Radar. But I mean, yeah, I should take them. But we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be amazing games. Obviously, you can't. Yeah. I mean, I guess did we want Gonzaga and Arizona in there playing these teams? Yeah, but
I guess we wanted UCLA. I mean, UCLA.
Oh, here's the thing. We'll get into UCLA. That's the problem. Let's get into UCLA.
I'm worried this team's going to get blown up now after this season. This might be the last year we see those guys all together.
At least we have Cronin. And when you tell me you have Cronin, but I know. So, UCLA, like you said, we talked about it, but that game. I mean, that one guy. I mean, you got, first of all, rebound the ball.
Yeah.
You got killed on glass. And then the guy hit unbelievable two back-to-back.
He couldn't miss.
I know. And then another thing that we said, it's like, okay, hell of a run, St. Peter's, but dude, you still would have done the same thing that Kansas did to
North Carolina.
That North Carolina. See, dude, we had a free walk to the Final Four. Sickening. It's sickening. But
it sucks. And maybe we were, I'm surprised North Carolina gave us that much trouble. I actually thought we were going to beat North Carolina.
Me too. I thought so too. But shout out to North Carolina. They got hot at the right time too.
I'm still saying this. Love, we got beat by one player. Love beat us. He had 27 points in the second half.
It was unreal.
He couldn't miss.
And then we kept missing down the stretch. Ah,
yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It sucks, dude. I think this team's done. We're not going to see these guys anymore. I think
it was a great 2-year run, but it sucks because I felt like there was definitely a championship with. Ah, man. I mean, who knows what would have happened? We probably would have lost to Duke. Who knows?
But. Yeah, who knows? I mean, we probably would have faced Duke. Who knows? I mean, then Villanova or Kansas. You never know. But I just felt we left this tournament too early. I think we should have been in the Final Four, looking at how it shaped up for us. How it.
I know, especially with the St. Peter's. Like, that was good for them, but that would have been a 20-point win.
Maybe we'll do another call before this. But
contest update. So it comes down to James and Courtney, right?
Yeah.
Kansas wins, Courtney wins, and Duke wins.
And it's funny. I feel like when James first filled out that bracket, I was like, Duke, he's done. Not going to win. And then
this up. Remember, he didn't even know what his bracket. He's like, dude, I have in the Final Four. I was like, you fill out the bracket. How am I supposed to know? He's in first. Unbelievable. Hey, but you know what? The good thing is, if he wins, well, at least it'll be us 3 at yard. He'll definitely take us. He already said.
Oh, he's got to. He's got to.
He's taking
first Raiders game.
Yeah.
We won't. We actually. You know what? We're not going to give him the gift card until there's a Raiders game.
The Raiders game. Oh man! And then before we get into soccer, hey bro, I think Tiger played Augusta today, bro.
The word though? How was he? How did he feel? That's what we don't know.
The thing I'm reading on Twitter, dude. This is Tiger, bro. This is like Tiger's what? Tiger's the MJ, the Coke, dude. These guys are competitors. The Brady, he's gonna play.
I'm trying to play this out in my head, because we all know if Tiger wasn't healthy enough to play, he would not put himself out there. He would not put himself out there if he doesn't actually believe that he can actually win it.
Why would he go play a practice round? Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? For the Masters.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't end up playing the Masters, I think that's him saying, you know what? I can't win it. Tiger does not want to finish, 100th and not make the cut and all that. You know what I mean?
I see what you mean.
Tiger's only going to play if he actually believes that he can win this thing.
And then
So I we don't know how he played today. That's the only thing. We don't know how that practice round went. We don't know how the leg held up. How does he feel on it? That type of thing. I think we're going to find out if he enters, he's entering this thing to win.
So it's a good point that you said, like, he is that type of, like, if I can't win this thing, why the hell am I even to try? I'm going to miss the cut and be horrible. But also as far as fans, even if he misses the cut, dude, we want Tiger out there. Right, of course.
We do. And can you imagine the ovation and the roar he's going to get on that first tee?
Oh my gosh! And especially with no COVID restrictions, this Masters, dude, it's going to be insane. Yep. So as far as fans go, of course. I mean, I want him to play, but I see your side where he's just like, if he can't win it, he's not going to be in. Then we'll know. But if he's trying to walk in this, dude, I don't know.
Hey, if he's trying, dude, I think honestly, it's a good sign. I just don't know if he's there yet, dude. That's what worries me. But nobody knows
because he's been real quiet.
He holds all the cards.
He's been real quiet about it. And we need to see him because we're not going to see your boy Phil out there. We'll see your boy Fred Couples, but we're not going to see Phil. Fred
Couples. Oh, jeez. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I would love to see him out there. The golf needs to see him out there.
And it is crazy how, like, he hasn't been around how long. But it's not really crazy because it's Tiger, but there's so many good golfers. Like Scheffler just moved into the number one world golf. He's won like three of the last five tour, but everyone also wants to talk about Tiger playing a fucking practice round.
Feel bad, you know, for him.
It's just Tiger. He just moves the needle, right?
Yeah. That's
because he saved the sport.
That is true. That is true.
Let's get into let's talk some good and bad news for soccer. Let's start with your bad news. You could rant a little bit.
Do we have to?
I know, but
God, dude, it's still too soon. That wound is still too fresh.
And I was watching today, even the announcers after the game. I don't know if you kept watching after Portugal beat them. They were saying, how the hell did Italy lose to, I don't even know how to say the team that they lost to.
North Macedonia. Yeah.
They said, how the hell did that
talk about it, dude.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Dude, I mean, honestly, it's actually sickening. It's gut-wrenching. I don't even really still have words for it. I don't think I've fully processed it yet, because this is, not only did we miss the World Cup, this is the second time we've missed the World Cup. We didn't miss the World Cup once in 60 years, and now we miss it back-to-back years. And we just won the Euro. Like, hell is going on, dude?
At least they won the Euro, though, dude. Didn't you say that's harder to win? Oh,
my God. I mean, I wouldn't say I wouldn't say harder. It's a little bit different, because I do think you look at the World Cup, I think you get some teams that probably don't belong in the World Cup playing. Mm-hmm. Like, what World Cup would Qatar ever make it into if it wasn't hosting for it? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
The fact that every single continent has to send X amount of teams, you're getting some teams that, let's face it, they're not going to go far. They're not going to, they're not going to be in it to win it. But you look at the Euro, and the Euro is like pretty stacked. Every single team in there, at one point, you have to face all the powerhouses. And you know what I mean? So that's why some people say the Euro is a little bit more difficult to win than the World Cup. Whatever. I don't have a take on
the best teams still have to play each other at the end, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It's a little bit easier to get out of your group, I think, in the World Cup than it is for the Euro. But dude, it's just frustrating. You know,
it hurts, right?
Yeah. Because the problem is, and I'm just going to go on a rant and then hopefully never have to talk about it ever again in my life. The problem is, dude, we had about three different chances before the playoff even happened that just to qualify. We wouldn't have never even had to play in the playoff. Juninho misses a penalty kick.
That penalty kick, you said that's going to cost us.
November. I said, dude, that is going to come back to haunt us. And then we had another game to try to win it. That penalty kick wasn't the end of everything. We could have beaten Northern Ireland. We draw against Northern Ireland. We did this to ourselves. And I saw a tweet that summed it all up. This is Italy's fault for never producing a top quality striker in like the last decade and a half. These guys, I know you love betting on Immobile. You love betting on Insigne and all these guys, dude. They don't come through when we need them. They do not come through. Your job is to put the ball in the back of the net, and they do not do that enough for the national team. We need quality strikers.
Yeah. You're right.
We need a Lewandowski. Look at Lewandowski today against Sweden, dude. Lewandowski.
Exactly.
We need that guy.
But let's talk about good news and what makes the headlines. If USA doesn't lose 6-0 tomorrow, they're in the World Cup, right?
Exactly. Which technically they're already qualified to at least get in the play-in.
Okay.
We hold USA. Our own destiny. Yeah.
Let's go, baby. So let's just assume they're in. They're in the play-in.
It would take a lot to happen for us not to make the World Cup at this point. So I mean, that's all good news. It would take a lot.
Which, who knows how we'll do? Who cares? It's fun when they're in, right?
Correct.
It's all that matters.
Correct. And actually, I want to say it's actually more than 6 goals they need to lose by. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay, but.
But you may have the inside scoop on that.
That's what right I heard, but I don't know. Either way, they have to get blown out tomorrow, right? For us to not. And say that happens, who has a better chance in the playing game? USA or the Lakers in their playing game?
Wow. Ooh.
Depends who we play, right?
But. Exactly. If I was, I would probably say USA has the better chance. I would probably say USA has the better chance.
After watching Lakers, how bad.
Yep. because USA, if they go into the play-in game, which again I don't think they're going to, I think we're gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Even if we lose tomorrow to Costa Rica, you know, 1-2 we're still fine. Costa Rica then has to go into the play-in game. But even if we had to go into the play-in game, we would literally be playing the winner of New Zealand versus the Solomon Islands.
Okay, so we're sitting pretty.
Lost that game, then I say I'm done with soccer. But we should be fine.
We're good. I'm glad they made
it. Costa Rica. We should handle, even if we don't handle Costa Rica and by some weird divine intervention, we have to fall into that playing game. I do not see us losing to New Zealand or the Solomon Islands.
So, hey, USA soccer is back, dude. Unless we get as long as they're in, and then we'll probably get the pool of death, as they call it. We'll probably get stuck with who?
Yeah. Germany get the group of death,
group of death, yeah.
Well, it's crazy. I think as of right now, I do believe as of at this moment, I think 27 of the teams, if I'm not mistaken, have qualified. So this 27 have qualified of
the 32. We get Ronaldo, we get Messi, Lewandowski. So we get the stars that are going to be there, except for today was brutal. Yeah. You showed me that clip. I mean, did you want to go into that? What are we doing? Laser part? That's just allowed? You can just do that?
Yeah. Then they were talking about, how are you going to stop that? I mean, the text I sent to you was like, dude, I don't want to hear an NFL quarterback ever complain. I mean, it's happened once, twice maybe, and we all went crazy when that Mexico City game happened. It was it Carr, I think, who had the laser pointer on them in the Mexico City game.
Shit. Oh, yeah, who was that?
This is another Tuesday.
It seemed like it was another Tuesday for Salah because he wasn't like, hey, what the hell is like? He's just just focus on.
And dude, how many were aimed at him? At least a couple dozen. There was 20 lasers aimed on this guy, and he's trying to take a penalty kick, and he sails it over. And then it's so crazy. You could clearly tell who the home team was, because then when it came time for the other team to take when it came time for Senegal to take it was all over the goalie.
Oh, it's all the goalie. Yeah.
The goalie was covered in lasers.
But you said this is normal. So yeah, this is the first time I've seen this is no, and it's not like it's fine.
It's happened to Messi, and when Ronaldo was playing for Real Madrid, and you got those games, Barcelona versus Real Madrid, it happened to Messi and Ronaldo non-stop during penalty kicks. It's just a thing in world soccer, and you know it made headline pages here that it happened once in an NFL game.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, shout out to USA.
And it's crazy is this could be some of these guys' last World Cup, to be honest. This could be Messi's last World Cup. This could be Ronaldo's last World Cup. This could be the last time we see some of these superstars. Today, Zlatan Ibrahimovic was playing for Sweden. He was
playing, right?
And they didn't get in.
So that could be it, right?
That's it for him. He's done.
That's it. Damn, dude. That's brutal. Anything else that we're missing?
A lot of catch-up. It's a lot of catch-up.
Nothing too big. Just catch-up.
Nothing crazy. We'll super quick. Let's just hit on real quick 60 seconds. Do a King's Corner. 60 seconds. Kings beat the Kraken, lose the Kraken. Gotta sweep the Kraken. But here's the good thing is we're still sitting pretty. We're still fine.
Season ended today. We're in the playoffs. I looked yesterday, right?
We're in the playoffs. We're still clear of one game, which is 2 points. We're clear of two points of Edmonton. We're not going to catch Calgary, it looks like. I think Calgary's going to win that division, which is fine. Which is fine. Not the end of the world. But,
Do we have some how's the schedule looking, bro? I was going to actually bring that up to you today. The schedule's looking...
We got a handful of games left. We got just about a dozen games, I want to say, left.
We're at Edmonton?
We're at Edmonton. That's probably the biggest game.
And then coming at up Calgary, right now. Back-to-back? Oh,
that's the thing. We can afford to lose the Calgary, but we got to beat Edmonton.
We got to split.
That's the thing. We got to split that somehow.
Tomorrow's a huge game.
Exactly. And then don't forget, we actually still play both those teams back-to-back again at the beginning of April.
At home?
Correct, at home. So we play we play four games against those two teams in our next six games.
Oh, wow. So we're going to have a lot of King stock after those four games for sure.
Exactly. So right now they're sitting okay. I still feel like we're going to be okay because we got a lot of injuries. If we can get these guys healthy by mid-April, I feel like we're going to be okay.
Kings,
I got faith.
I love it, dude. Love it. Stay hot. Hey, what do I always say? I've been saying pucks on net. Dude.
Pucks on net.
Pucks on net. Let's go.
Sounds like something Gerald would start yelling at Yard House, I feel like. Something Gerald would be yelling. Pucks on net. Level swing these assholes. Level swing. Keep it level.
I don't think we'll be able to get Gerald to watch hockey with us, right? He's never mentioned
kids. What'd your peewee hockey coach tell you?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure he's in hockey. He never brought it up with us, huh?
I know, but a couple things though. We'll end on this note.
Oh yeah.
So we'll get a clip out of this too. So we have joined the Content Creators Fantasy League.
Yes, sir.
It's very fun. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Check it out. We're doing live stream draft this Sunday, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern. Bunch of amazing podcast guys from around the country. We are doing a fantasy baseball league with them. Should be fun. Should be a lot of fun.
Fifth pick. Every team, yep. like Sheffield said,
sixth
every
pick. Team no, is fifth or sixth. What do we got?
Or fifth or sixth. We'll be in the middle of it. Yeah. Every team will be stacked, like Sheffield said, and it's gonna be live stream.
Ten different we're trying podcasts.
We'll be live. Tattoo will be live Sunday somewhere, right?
We'll figure it out. Yeah, we gotta figure out where we're going live from. Hit up Mrs. Robinson's maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
But yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. For bragging rights, nine other baseball podcasts.
I think all of them probably hate the Dodgers, right?
No, there's another Dodger guy in there. There's a Dodger guy in there.
Oh, nice. Okay.
There's another Dodger guy in there. Awesome. But
awesome.
But yeah. And then it'll be fun. Fantasy baseball supremacy.
What did you want to end on? We have to say actually we lost I don't know if you want to bring it up, but we lost far our best fan of the podcast.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, we
lost. Rest in peace to the legend, man.
Rest in peace. Sorry, Paul. RP. No, thank you. Thank you. It's all good. You know, it's part of life, I guess. But shout out to, we're going to dedicate this episode to my Uncle Mark.
Yes.
He was with us since the very beginning. One of our first subscribers, first listeners.
Yeah, he was. Maybe that comment.
Messaging.
Dude, yeah. Probably our only YouTube comment too. Of all things,
right? Always messages. So, you know, lost out to cancer this past week, and cancer's a bitch. But dedicate this episode to him. He's listening from up there.
That's right, man. Legend. Rest in peace to you. And, oh man. What?
All right.
All right, brother.
Final four this weekend. Let's do it.
Yes. Oh man, I know. Well, are we gonna do one before final four starts or?
We could squeeze one in. We could squeeze one in.
Maybe. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We'll give the people, put it in the comments. We'll give the people what they
want. Because, dude, honestly, probably some crazy NFL shit's going to happen in the next 2 days. We're going to have to jump back on, right?
And we got our draft Sunday night and then championship game Monday night.
And then Masters of Fall, dude.
Yeah.
We never stop.
Baseball starts, too. Don't forget, baseball starts next Thursday, too.
Baseball, Masters. Oh, man.
Lakers are done.
The show goes on, right?
The show goes on. I like it. I like it. We haven't even gotten into Formula One. We haven't even gotten into Formula One.
Oh, man. Shit, man. I still need to watch that doc you said to watch, right? Or was it? Or Netflix series?
The Netflix series, Drive to Survive. It's freaking gnarly.
All right, man. We'll talk. Bro. We'll talk. Later, bro.
Later, man.